Just ahead, aw shucks, turns out oysters may be key to restoring San Francisco Bay. First, this note on emerging science from Jennifer Chu.
The average person in the U.S. generates almost a ton of waste per year, and most of it winds up in landfills. As this waste decomposes, it produces a blend called landfill gas, or LFG, which is composed of 50% methane and 50% carbon dioxide. LFG can be extracted and processed into fuel to power vehicles and turbines or heat and cool buildings. But when air enters the landfill, it raises the cost of LFG purification, since separating nitrogen and oxygen is expensive. So British scientist Viktor Popov has come up with a design that virtually eliminates air from entering a landfill in the first place. Popov's solution is to cover the landfill with a multi-layer membrane that includes a middle permeable layer sandwiched between two low permeable layers. In the middle layer, carbon dioxide prevents air from entering the landfill and LFG from escaping, allowing for efficient and cost-effective purification of LFG. In 2003, more than 6 million metric tons of methane was captured from landfills in the U.S., half of which was used for energy production. Popov's new design will allow the U.S. to increase its use of methane while decreasing its emissions of global warming greenhouse gases. So maybe some of that garbage you're throwing away isn't such a waste after all. That's this week's Note on Emerging Science. I'm Jennifer Chu.
And you're listening to Living on Earth.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the Argosy Foundation Contemporary Music Fund, supporting the creation, performance, and recording of new music. The Kresge Foundation, building the capacity of nonprofit organizations through challenge grants since 1924. On the web at kresge.org. The Annenberg Fund for Excellence in Communications and Education, and the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, from vision to innovative impact, 75 years of philanthropy. This is NPR, National Public Radio.